A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 416. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah law could get tougher for repeat drunk drivers or those caught with high blood alcohol levels. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bommack.
Second, cold weather's on the way. Expect a hard freeze Sunday into Monday for nearly all of the state. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, we're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Well, in addition to the emergency traffic we have due to an injury accident northbound I-15 at Lehigh Main Street in Utah County, we also have a crash northbound on I-15 near 46th Street in Riverdale in Weber County, and they are blocking a right lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful weather ahead with another big warm-up today, but it's the last of the warm weather when the temperatures drop in my forecast.
It's 72 degrees. Now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. Former President Obama's on the campaign trail for his former Vice President Joe Biden. He's hopeful Americans are ready for change.
I've never lost hope over these last 4 years. I've been mad. I've been frustrated. But I haven't lost hope. And the reason is because I never expected progress to move directly in a straight line.
President Trump heading to a rally in North Carolina. Vice President Pence talking up Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett in New Hampshire.
And he nominated a remarkable, brilliant, principled, conservative woman who loves the Constitution.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Biden's preparing for tomorrow night's debate. There's new optimism. Congress and the White House can come together on a new COVID-19 relief bill before the election.
Both sides still, at least publicly, billions of dollars apart on helping out-of-work Americans and struggling states survive the pandemic. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows blaming Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Senate Republicans are starting to get to a point where they believe that she is not negotiating in a fair and equitable manner.
Speaker Pelosi and Democrats saying they passed a relief bill months ago that the Republican Senate refused to even debate. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
ABC News has learned that Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow will boycott the vote on Barrett's nomination. In their chairs, poster-sized pictures of the Americans they say would be crushed by a vote to strike down the Affordable Care Act. Starting Friday, Illinois is taking indoor service off the menu at bars and restaurants as COVID-19 cases continue to rise.
Regional trends are still moving in the wrong direction. In addition to mitigations being imposed to help bring down the spread of the virus, I want to remind everyone, mask up, Illinois.
That's the state's governor. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes will defend his position against challenger Greg Scordis, a debate that we'll carry for you here on KSL News Radio. And joining me live with a preview is Boyd Matheson, the host of KSL's Inside Sources. How are you, my friend?
Doing well. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm all right. So what can we expect from these two guys?
Well, I think you're looking at a race that has kind of settled in over the last couple of months. Sean Reyes, the current attorney general, continues to hold a double-digit lead over Greg Scordis. So, but there are still a large number, 15%. Of folks looking at that race, which, again, hasn't been followed super closely this time around. There's still about 15% that are not sure or in that undecided category. So I think tonight is really final argument. These are two guys that deal in the law a lot. They understand what final arguments really mean. And I think the test for both of them will be not how often they are firing shots at each other, but how many times they are actually giving the people of the state of Utah a reason to vote for them.
It's at 6 o'clock tonight, Greg Scordis against Attorney General Sean Reyes. And while I have you here, I'm sure you've heard Mitt Romney announce today that he voted but did not vote for President Trump. What's going on there?
No real surprises there. That is something that Senator Romney had alluded to earlier in the year. He has been very clear that he did not vote for President Trump in 2016. He cast that vote for his wife, Anne. And so in a lot of ways, this is really not surprising at all. It's very much in line with the way he has worked through as a senator. And it's really interesting to note that he has a very high rate of voting with President Trump on policy, higher than many people you would expect maybe would be more closely aligned to the president. But Mitt Romney on policy is with the president, and he has other issues with the president on the on other things that are well noted out there. And so he's simply saying this is what matters to me. And this is an important thing I think we have to get to, Jeff, is that so often we are so obsessed with the outcome of a vote. And it's the vote that matters. It's not that our person wins or that the other person loses. We have to get past this idea that it is a binary choice all the time, because that's why we keep reelecting incumbents at a rate of about 94% every election cycle, because voters believe, well, I only have two choices, so I just have to hold my nose and choose one or the other. When in the reality is that if voters start to act different and vote different, we'll get different politicians, we'll get different results.
Well, Senator Romney opted for someone else. He didn't say if he voted for Joe Biden or his wife, or Boyd, maybe you. Thanks for joining us. KSL News Time 421. Emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, what's up?
It's a crash in Utah County, northbound I-15, just after the Main Street Lehigh on-ramp. It had been blocking two right lanes of traffic. Now I think it's maybe only blocking one. It's a little difficult to see and tell for certain, but at least a right lane blocked, and that's what's causing your stop-and-go delays. Now the delays are past Pioneer Crossing, but not quite to 5th East American Fork. So if you're headed northbound I-15, be prepared to add on an extra 10 to 15 minutes in delays. But if you're on the southbound side of I-15 in Utah County, you're good to go. Michelle?
Well, you're also seeing good speed southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, as well as the Belt Route. Seeing a couple delays, though, 5600 West, Salt Lake to West Valley, and Mangiter Highway as you're going through Taylorsville. Steve?
Northbound I-15 rolling along from downtown Salt Lake City. No problems into Davis County. We have slowdowns, though, Layton up to Riverdale. Got a rollover crash in the mix there just past the Riverdale Road area. That's blocking the right lane, so stay left to get around that. Want better health? It's time to get back to health, Utah. The board-certified physicians at Prime Meridian Healthcare are offering free back-to-health consultations. Visit backtohealth.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your seven-day forecast, I believe, Kevin Eubank is with us.
Hello there, Jeff. How are you?
How are you?
Fantastic. You enjoying the 70-degree day outside?
Last one we're going to have.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I love bringing the bearer of good news. So if you like cold temperatures and a chance for snow, you're going to love this forecast.
Go ahead.
Jeff, your giggle shows that that's not really your thing. What we've got is a cold front coming in tonight. It's not going to produce any rain or snow, but it's definitely going to cool us off. Partly cloudy and 53 for your high tomorrow, a 20-degree drop. We'll ramp it back up to the upper 50s on Saturday with some south winds ahead of another cold front that comes in Saturday night into Sunday. This one looks weaker and weaker every time we look at it, so there's a chance for some light valley rain, a little mountain snow, but highs will be the big story on Sunday. 40 for the high, a low of 31. On Monday, a low of 24 degrees in the morning, and only a high of 41. It is going to be a cold shift for the weekend.
It's invigorating. It's crisp. It's 70 degrees right now. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time, 424.
I'm Trent Staggs, candidate for Salt Lake County Mayor. We need to improve air quality, focus on smart growth, and restore fiscal responsibility. See my plan at TrentStaggs.com. As a city mayor, I reduce taxes by millions of dollars per year while improving services for residents. We don't need partisan leaders. We need leaders who will bring people together and get real results for Salt Lake County residents. We need leadership that listens. I'm Trent Staggs, and I'm running to be your Salt Lake County Mayor.
Paid for by Staggs for Mayor.
In Utah, we know the importance of family. Your family plays a critical role in slowing the spread of COVID-19. As we return to work, school, and other activities, we should wear a mask. It can help protect your family, keep local businesses open, and strengthen Utah's economy. Most importantly, if you feel sick, stay home and away from others. We'll all be here for you when you feel better. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
Hey, all my great friends at Burt Brothers right now, they're calling it the Get a Grip this winter sale, which is underway. And let me explain what exactly that is. As we change seasons now, we know it's just a matter of weeks before we have that first snowfall, and you want to make sure you do have a great grip on the road. This is an exclusive offer from Burke Brothers Tire and Service. How about a $70 rebate with the purchase of four Bridgestone Blizzak tires? And if you use your Burke Brothers credit card, they'll make that a $100 rebate. And it doesn't matter, front wheel, all wheel, four wheel, you'll get the traction from your tires that you need, and that will make all the difference this winter season. You can experience the Burke Brothers difference today and get in control of your winter driving. Go to burkebrothers.com, find other great offers, and find the location near you. That's Burke Brothers, where they do indeed simply do it better.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
On Wall Street, the Dow fell 97 points today. The S&P lost 7. The NASDAQ gave back 31.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.